Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jean Garman, and this is called ACIM On My Mind. And I'm trying to get back into doing this. I used to talk on the internet chat groups a while ago and haven't been doing it for a while. So it's feeling pretty awkward right now, especially since I don't have anybody in the room. I didn't really want to invite anybody in the room because I'm new to doing this again. So, you know, if I get a little more comfortable, then I'll start asking people to come in. But I just sometimes so feel a need where I want to talk about the course. And, of course, it seems to me that most course people don't want to listen. You know, everybody kind of has their own idea about the course. And I always seem to show up where I think people think I'm new all the time. And I don't know if this harkens back to when I was a kid and always feeling like the youngest in the family, which I was and everything. But I always feel like, you know, I can't say things, or if I do, it's inappropriate because I haven't been part of the group long enough or whatever. And I'm not really sure why that appears for me. I mean, I've been trying to figure that out for some time now. But it is what it is. And so should I be making it real? Should I be making it into an issue? No. Nothing can bother me or hurt me without my own permission. So I just feel like, well, then, you know, I'm going to share what I have learned, because what I feel like it's so awesome. I mean, and I don't think I'm alone in that. I think that's why so many of us study the course, because it touches us in a way and in a place where we haven't been touched in either ever or in a real long time. So that's why we feel such a need to want to express things. But then, because so many people are coming from so many seemingly different points in the big circle of truth, we often bunk heads, as they say, and, you know, we think we're disagreeing with one another when we're really not. If we got down to the deeper issue that we're trying to express. But that's probably why A Course in Miracles says words are but symbols of symbols and thus twice removed from reality. So we're talking in these symbols, and then we're mixing up some people's symbols with our symbols, and our symbols kind of represent something that seems slightly different and is slightly different within form, within the world. But if we, like I said before, get back to, you know, the root of it, you know, we're really not any different at all. So it's an awkward thing, and I find it very frustrating, because one of the reasons the course was so appealing to me is that a lot of that was happening in my world, and the course spoke to it. And so I thought, well, gee, in the course community, this is going to be a whole lot easier, because people hear that the course is saying how we want to go about making differences, blah, 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 blah. And so I thought it would be so much easier once, you know, you got to know people. And I feel, you know, on many levels I never even got to know people, because even though I'm friendly with people and we say hi and, you know, it seems like they like me and I like them, we seem very different in some of our approaches to the course, and that seems to keep us separate. So, and although we're not supposed to even let that make us separate, you have to feel what you feel, and some things are kind of important, or feel like they're kind of important in climbing the ladder home. And so it seems like we separate even though we don't want to separate. Today's topic, I wanted to talk about being mindful versus being mindless. And the topic of the show today is, where is this course taking us? And it can get quite bizarre, you know, because you hear things in the course and you think that they sound real interesting. It's almost like a hook, it gets you. Something the Course might say might bring up something you felt for a real long time, but you didn't really even know how to put it into words. And so all of a sudden, the Course has you, and you're kind of interested to just learn a little bit more. And it just seems like as we learn more and more, it seems to get more complicated. And so a lot of times we may ask ourselves, where is this Course taking us? Because it just seems like we're going down the hole of Alice in Wonderland, and there is just no bottom to this tunnel. And you know, if that's kind of the feeling that you've had when you're studying the Course, just rest assured you're not alone, and that many of us, you know, have gotten caught up with this, have gotten exasperated, need to put the book down, take a little time off. Usually that doesn't continue because, again, it's got its hook in us, so we pick it up again, and then we may find we have to put it down again sometime. And if we don't put it down, we could find ourselves falling into a depression because we just can't seem to get to the bottom of this thing. I can enjoy that particularly because when things were going on in my family and my parents were dying and just had a lot of deaths in the decade from 2000 to 2010, I mean, it just was like the sky was falling. And I didn't live that far away from where 9/11 happened in New York. So literally the sky fell that day. And but in my own personal life, just a lot of stuff was going down. People were dying. Other people were not behaving at all in the way I thought they might behave during these difficult times. It just seemed like people in churches and everywhere were very contentious, weren't working well together. And I just thought, why, how come it has to be so difficult? So, you know, I ended up taking the course all the way to Temecula in reading his books. I just felt like there are answers there. And I feel that for me, there were answers there. So I'm very happy that he, you know, took the time that he did to write all the books he did and research whatever he had to research, so that he could put it into the terms he does. I have a little website on Facebook, not a website. On Facebook, I have a little group called The Uglies of A Course in Miracles, and I post two of the question and answer questions and answers from his website. And I'm just amazed at how thorough those questions are asked by people out there that have been studying the course for a long time. And even more so how thorough the answers are. I mean, they bring up so many different levels of the course's understanding, so I find it very, very useful to be reading those. I usually post two a day because really that's more than enough to digest if you're reading slowly and you're trying to really get why they go on so. It may at first to someone seem like, boy, they have to write a, you know, number of paragraphs for an answer, but that's because there's a lot of levels in the course. And after a while, you start to understand exactly why they need to say the things that they need to say in order to really do a thorough answering of the questions. Again, the course is not confusing, but what happened, but it's kind of explaining our lives here in the world. And those have become confusing, you know, because we have left our source, which is God, and we've tried to develop all these, rules and regulations and laws and etiquette and all kinds of things. And it really is quite bizarre. Not that, you know, we have to negate them either, because while we're here, we have to deal with them. But it helps a lot to really know how bizarre they are, and that some of them really aren't even useful anymore, and yet we still use them. Anyway, that's another whole story. I don't even want to go down that tunnel right now. But if we get back to the original topic, where is this course taking us? And I think that that kind of segues right into being mindful or being mindless. And I think that that's where the course is taking us. It wants to help us undo our ego. And then sometimes I think, well, if I undo my ego, it's almost like being mindless, because then I don't have any needs, I don't have any wants, I don't have, you know, if anything should upset me, I'm looking at that as me choosing to be upset. So down the line, if I continue that way, I'll become mindless, because I won't need to be thinking about all these things. And that's kind of true. However, that's not mindless, but it is actually mindful, because you're filling your mind instead of with all your ego chatter of trying to figure it all out. You're filling your mind with the thought of God, or the thoughts of God, the thoughts that would be healing. So to be mindful would actually be having your mind full of the grace of God, or having your mind full of healing thoughts. And to be mindless is to let the ego just go rampant in your mind and fill you with all kinds of thoughts and ideas. That is not who you really are. But it can be very confusing, especially if we think we are who we are, because then we think our thoughts are not of the ego, but our thoughts are of ourselves. But ourselves is the ego, because the ego made ourself. So it can sound very, very bizarre. Undo what we're feeling that we need to fix. And to try to back away from feeling that we are the one that needs to fix it, or we're the one that needs to be mindful, because even if we try to be mindful, we're still trying to do it. So we're still trying to run the show. Oh, so you have to kind of take a big deep breath and back up and let go. And that almost feels like being mindless, and yet that's when you can actually allow your mind to be filled. So I know that I posted in my little group a little saying I heard from the Rufin Academy here that, I didn't post this one. I think I posted something else, but I heard them say that we're always, you know, if you have a wonderful experience of a holy instant, you know, where you feel this oneness, you feel open, you feel like you're understanding things for the first time, and it's just amazing. And then it passes, and it always passes. And so you think, gee, I want to have that back. And I think that they shared at the Academy that when you want to have it back, that is almost will guarantee that you're not going to get it back, because now you're trying to get it back. And that's kind of the problem with all of this course, is like when we're really trying to do it, we're still trying to do it. And we have to get ourselves out of the way. And so even I've heard them say many times that we think we're sitting there and we're the ones learning this course, whether you're reading the book or you're reading books about it or you're sitting in a lecture. We think we're the ones learning, and it's not us. It's this higher mind, this mind behind the puppets, us being the puppets, but behind the puppets is this mind, and this mind seems to be our individual minds, but it really isn't. It's really, as Ken has said it's like we have multiple personalities. So it's one mind that thinks it's many, many millions of minds, trillions of minds. So anyway, we have to slow up, let go, so that we're backing away from the puppet that we think we are, that the being we've come to be within our own bodies, and back up enough so that we can let the peace of God in. And then we start to become more of our true self, which isn't that person, that persona that we've learned to define as ourself. Okay, so where am I with all of this now? We're 3:47, so we have just a little over 10 minutes left, and I haven't really defined mindful or mindless. Well, I think I did. In some ways, I think I did pretty good. I mean, we just have to make sure that what is full in our mind is full of not ourselves, but full of, I think I hear my cat crying, full of God, full of oneness, as opposed to being full of all of our thoughts trying to run the show. And to be mindless seems like we're just letting anything happen and we don't care and we just let everything go. But really mindless is where we're caring, but we're caring with our ego self, and we're caring in a way that we're making errors, etc., real in ourselves or in others. So, where else did I want to go with this? Mindful, mindless. I was thinking about when I was just saying mindless. I wish I had had time. I kind of ran out of time today that I could have looked up a few quotes from the course, because, of course, that makes it much more interesting, especially to anyone hearing my show, not to just hear what Jean thinks or what Jean's come to know, but to actually hear some quotes from the course. And so I'll try to improve on my course talks to come. But I just got in the door and really didn't have time to do that. And I actually wanted to do this show because I keep putting it off. And sometimes, you know how you keep putting things off and then you don't do them at all. And I felt like I got to get in there and at least try to say something and at least get something down, even if it's not very good, so that at least I'm getting a start here. And I think that's important for all of us, to just be willing to go in there, even to make a fool out of ourselves, you know, just because it's a willingness. It's actually that little willingness, right, that the Course talks about. So, but in mindless, I wanted to say that in mindless, I'm trying to pull it back to my mind, which is drawing a blank right now, which I guess that kind of means it's kind of mindless, right, I'm thinking of mindless as letting go, but actually mindless, that's not what it is, as I just said before, it's, you know, but I'm thinking that we want to let go. So to be mindful, sometimes to me, it sounds like I'm trying to control it because I'm full, but it's not me. So I think that's where a lot of course students could get confused, as they're thinking, well, I'm so full of all these thoughts from the course, and I'm very aware of when I do this or that, but that's actually like the ego kind of hoodwinking you and using all of the course things to kind of keep you constantly on your guard, so you're still trying to do it with all these little rules and regulations that you got from the course and everything, where when you really can put it all together, you can let go. And you can be full in a way that is full by letting go. By letting go, it's like the love of God comes rushing in, and then you can just be God. But it takes a lot of studying, too. I mean, you can't do it until you have so many pieces of this course. And this course has so many pieces, and if you emphasize too many, or you emphasize one or two over others, you may not really be able to let go in the way you want to let go, because special, you know, the Course talks about making things special. So it takes an awful lot of looking at our mind and at our thoughts so that then we can slowly let them go, so that then again our mind can become full of the grace of God. So it's a process. I mean, I guess what I want to come away from this talk today is that it's a process of letting go, but you can't just let go. You have to really do the work. You have to understand what the Course means. You have to understand all the different definitions. You know, the Course uses certain terms like atonement, different than the world does. So you have to learn Christ is different, all these different ways, and why. And then things that the Course says about forgiving a brother, and then the Course saying no one is out there, so then where are those brothers we're supposed to forgive, you know? So you have to kind of put all the pieces together and understand almost when you're supposed to apply what pieces when. And it can be very easy to go astray, you know, because I think someone said, you know, if you want to use this Course in a way to separate, you'll be able to do it, you know. You have to use a lot of care. You know, I've heard people say, and I'm sure you've heard people say, well, it's right in the Course. It says right here in the Course, blah, 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 whatever the point is that they want to make. But you have to look at that. You have to look at what came before it. You have to look at what came after it. And then you have to look at why it would be applied at that time, and is that the appropriate way to apply it in whatever you're talking about at this point? Because a lot of times we misapply things, and so it takes a lot of learning, a lot of learning to just learn a little. But once you learn that little, boy, that little is an awful lot. So that's kind of what the Course is teaching us. I'm very glad for the time that I've spent on this Course. Sometimes I was very sorry that I found this Course. Sometimes I just thought it was the most frustrating thing, and I still sometimes still have those feelings. But all in all, I do think it's the very thing I needed. It was like something that was, it was a block in my life, and I needed to find the Course so that I could get these answers. And I think that's why I'm so dedicated to it, because I know that it's giving me the answers I've always been seeking. And really, I think that's a pretty individual thing. I think we can talk to one another about the Course, but we have to come with wholly empty hands, which most Course people can't do because they're so filled with excitement and newness about the Course, or for some reason it seems that a lot of Course people get incredibly competitive about the Course, and so we can't really listen very well to one another. And I hope that down the line that that will change, and that we can have more open dialogues and kind of enjoy, will have learned, you know, just be able to hear without all the judgment that we all know we're not supposed to have. But it's hard, and now the Course is splitting into so many different factions and different teachers and different ways of looking at it. So I guess that's what ego does. I mean, it did it back in the times of the biblical times, didn't it, when it mixed up the languages of everyone so that no one, and at the Tower of Babel, you know, in the Bible. It just really does not want people to be able to join in that way. So so that's why the Course is really a Course for one person, and that person is you, the person reading the book, and, you know, just to keep looking at all of your thoughts in your mind, look at what you hold on to, look at what you don't want to look at, or at least try to look at. There's a block there that you kind of jump from all the time and insist you don't need to go there. All those little things to help you, those will help you to get more mindful, and they will help you to undo the mindless fears that the ego tries to keep you captive with. And anyway, that's where I think the course is taking us, just to this very tranquil, peaceful place within, and helping us to remove all the blocks that we have to getting there. And then we're there, and then we have the peace of God, and we just don't need to prove ourselves to anyone else or to do anything but just be God's peace. And so then your mind is full of God, and that's where I think we all want to go, and that's where the course is taking us, and that's how we can become mindful. So, okay, that's it for me for this this session. I got through it. I'm kind of proud of myself, and I hope that I will be back. I'm not sure what day I'll be doing these. At this point, I'm just doing them when I can find a free moment to do them. And anyway, I will start posting and letting people know when I have them, and hopefully have a little more preparation. But it was fun, and thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.